This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, talking about two presidents named George and the Golden Rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you is a basic moral principle for most of the world's civilizations. It is found in ancient Greece, India, China, and the New Testament. With regard to the rules of war, I praise George Washington on his 275th birthday for embracing the Golden Rule, and I condemn George W. Bush for not following it. After a skirmish at Drake's Farm in 1777, seven revolutionary soldiers lay wounded. They offered to surrender, expecting humane treatment. The British response was horrific. Here is an eyewitness account. They dashed out their brains with their muskets. They ran them through with their bayonets and made them like sieves. The British could have justified their actions by the same reasoning that some today rationalize the mistreatment of terror suspects. The British criticized Americans for not following the rules of military engagement. Specifically, the British lost many men because of American tree snipers, whom the British called terrorists. To the British, the American rebels were insurgents. They were unlawful combatants. Most importantly, they were not a sovereign nation under international law. So American soldiers deserve no special protection. Returning to the massacre at Drake Farm, there were American soldiers who wanted revenge. Washington calmed their angry emotions with a principled argument. He declared that we are fighting for a cause, and our cause requires that we behave with honor. There was to be no retribution. Captured enemy soldiers were to be housed, fed, and clothed, and treated with humanity. There were about 900 Hessian soldiers captured at the Battle of Trenton. They expected the worst, but they were treated to a practical exercise of the Golden Rule. In the end, Hessian mercenaries were so impressed with American behavior that 25% of them decided to stay on and become citizens. Robert Krulwich, from whose February 17th NPR commentary I draw these facts, concludes as follows. Washington's decision not to seek revenge, his choice to do the honorable and the moral and the right thing in war, helped turn an army of invaders into an army of settlers, citizens, and neighbors. Let us reflect for a moment and determine whether the Bush administration's policy follows the Golden Rule. Would we want other nations to declare that they could start a preemptive war against us if they considered us a threat? Would we want other nations to hold our citizens indefinitely, regardless of what they did, without any judicial review? Would we allow other nations to use interrogation techniques on our citizens, including simulated drowning, hours-long stress positions, and sexual and religious humiliation? Would we allow other nations to kidnap people off our streets and send them to a country we knew practiced torture? I trust your answer to each of these questions is an emphatic no. Holdouts may still say that the so-called war on terror is different and that it justifies violating international law. Given their perception of American rebel misbehavior, the British could have said exactly the same thing. The first president, George, even while his soldiers were on the receiving end of brutal actions, embraced the Golden Rule, preserved his virtue, and the honor of a glorious young nation in the making. Is the current President George undermining what previous great Americans have so carefully built up? This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.